מחיים, חיים רצוי, מזל. יאו, ברוך שם, דורס ישורים מבורכים. יאו, that's the topic of this week's parasha, being מחנך הדור, you know, to go בדרך התורה. And when it becomes, as the Brisker Rav points out, when it became mevurer that Yaakov is going to be the Hemshech, right, as, you know, because it wasn't clear, because that's why Yitzhak, you know, very much had in mind to give the brachas to Esav. They only had, says the Brisker Rav, they only had a nevuah that not everyone's going to make it. Ki be Yitzhak v'lo kol Yitzhak. But they didn't know which one, right, and Yitzhak Avinu, even al derech hapshah, without getting al derech hasod, Yitzhak Avinu didn't want to give up on any of his children. You know, listen, a nevuah that not everyone's going to make it, you know, of course, you know, bad nevuahs don't have to be mekuyim, because of course it was nicham al ra. Right, so they didn't want to make peace with it, of ki be Yitzhak rechazera. Right, but you know, then it becomes huvrar, and it becomes very clear that Yaakov is going to be the hemshech and not Esav. And with this says he's Miyashiv the Rambam. The Rambam says that in Hilchos Melachim, you know, explaining why Avraham Avinu has children, they're not Mechuyev in Bris Mila. And he says the reason why Esav, who's also descended from Avraham Avinu, is not Mechuyev in Bris Mila, because he invokes the psukim from the end of the parsha. V'yitin l'chaz birkas Avraham l'chol l'zarecha itach l'ishchaz erz m'recha. Right, that birkas Avraham is by you, Yaakov. That the Rambam says. So Frecht, you know, he says it's the name of his father, Reb Chaim. It goes against the Gemara. It's a Mefurash Gemara in a few places. Ki be Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. Ki be Yitzchak yikar chazar v'lo kol Yitzchak. So that's how he's Miyashiv the Rambam. He says, no, that Nevuah was ki be Yitzchak, is that they knew that not everyone's going to make it. But maybe it'll be Fakir. Maybe Esav will be the Hemshech and not Yaakov. The final birur of what ki be Yitzchak means is from the end of the parsha, right? But the interesting thing is that what the Brisker Rav is Moisif, that V'yitelcha Birkas Avraham L'chazar, it's intertwined with Lo Sikach Isha Mibnos Kenan, the Isser of intermarriage. It's the two are intertwined because once it became Huvrar Hadavar, that he's the Hemshech, that's what we made, Lo Sikach Isha Mibnos Kenan. So that which Esav took beforehand, right? But that's when the whole thing was Besafek. You know, who's going to... Alright, so maybe Esav could stay with her, maybe not. You know, Yochol Lekaima, not Yochol Lekaima, because it's not clear.
Like he cared.
What?
Like he cared.
No, but here's the interesting thing. So then, you know, what we're getting with the Birkas Avraham comes the Isser of intermarriage with the Kanaanim, and that's where you gotta go. You know, and the Brisker Rav points out that they're mentioned together, Bechada Machta, twice. That might, because it's Huvra, that he's Hemshech of Avraham Avinu, that's why Lo Sikach Isha Bnos Kenan, that's why you have to go over there to take from Bnos Lavan. Right? And then Esav just can't make peace with it, so he takes Mochlas, because Vayar Ki Bnos, he just can't be mashlim with it, that he was rejected from Klal Yisrael. Right? So this has to do with our Simcha, that, you know, Baruch Shem, Dor Shisharim Baruchim, and a Zivuk Hogun, you know, that Mashvi Mamish, Viter, keep the Shalshal Sazov from the Ovis Abias Gold Tzedek. Hazivag Yale Yofe. I want to comment on a Rashi that, you know, in the Hemshech of what we just spoke about, you know, Yaakov Avinu is being sent off to find his Zivag, right? Because, like we said, he was Huvro, that he's the Hemshech, and he merely can't marry from Bnos Kanaan. Right, so it says like this, that Vayishach Yitzchak is Yaakov, Ech Paden Aram Elavan Ben Bisuah Arami, Achi Rivka, Eim Yaakov Esav. Eim Yaakov Esav, Zokt Rashi, Eim Yaakov Esav, Eini Yodea Mamalam Deinu. What's it teach us? Pshita. Right? Torahi Vilamoda Anitzorach, and I'd like to say a pshat, right, in what Eim Yaakov Esav. Alpi, you know, the famous kasha that they ask, you know, that the poskim are done on, you know, at the beginning of the parsha. How did Yaakov buy the bechor from Esav and the makne dover shelo ba'lo oilam? That's a kasha everyone handles. There's even a chuvas radvaz on it. You know, everyone asks this kasha. Right? So, I want to say like this. The kasha is out in the makna davar shelo bal oilam, right? You know, that would be a good kasha on the Yerusha, you know, right? But really over here, you know, that's not really what, you know, the Bechorah was. Well, what does it say? What does Rashi say? That Yaakov comes, so Yaakov says, you know, he's not roy to be kain. He's not roy to be kain. Right? So it wasn't about buying the Yerusha that's Asid Lavo, right? Or the brachas that go together with the Bechorah, because as, you know, when Yitzhak heard said, you know, that Esav says, I already sold him the Bechorah, now he took it up. So, Gam Baruch Hi, the brachas go. We're not talking about any future fringe benefits. They're talking about he wanted to buy his status. And the status is not a Davar Shelo Bal Olam. It's something that's here and now. Right? He really wants to buy his status of Peter Rechem. That's what he wanted. Right? He's not talking about the benefits that are Asid, you know, Ovid to Asi in the future. Over there you have a problem with Davar Shalom. He wanted to buy his status of Peter Rechem, because Peter Rechem also came with spiritual benefits. Ro'i le'kahuna. He wanted to buy the here and now. Now I have a much longer ma'aracha on this, but but as the Radvazari points out, the Shoel in the Radvaz points out Shuva, it says he shava li kayom, vayishava lo. It wasn't just a kinyan, it was accompanied with a shvua. So the Radvaz is Dan, the Radvaz is Mefalpo Mitzad, that maybe with the shvua it does work. And you know, so the Achorim say that the Havmir that a shvua would make it work is because maybe the whole problem of Enodom Makdor Shalom is a chisar and smichas das, people aren't serious. The shvua makes you serious. Right? So like I said, I hold that the issue wasn't the issue of Davar Shelo Bal Olam, it was talking about here and now. I want the Kedusha that came to you because you were Peter Rechem. Mm-hmm. I want the Kedusha. Right? But how are you going to get it? You can't sell a historical event. But here's the thing, right? Esav, I want you to fry out. I'm buying the Bechorah. But how am I going to buy the Bechorah? I want you to leave the fold. Right? I want you to leave the fold. Right? Like, let's just say, Esav has the Bechorah as the Kohen. But if Esav becomes a guy, he leaves the fold. There's only one Jew left. Yaakov. And he has to be everything. He has to be the Kayan and he has to be the Talmud Chacham. He has to carry both roles, like Be'emes was. Like Be'emes was. That because Yaakov bought the Bechorah, he had to marry Leah. Right? And he had to have all the Shvatim that Leah was meant to have together with Esav. Right? Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you what the Shvuah was. Listen, of course, you can't sell a historical event. Either you are Petrech or you're not Petrech. So what was the Shvuah? Right? Right, what's going to make this sale binding is that you're going to fry out. I want you to leave the fold. I want you to leave the fold and make me, Mimela, the only Jew left. And because I'm the only Jew left, I'm going to get the kahuna, which is what he really wanted. He didn't want he wasn't concerned about the pishnayim or anything like that, benefits of Yerusha, which is all Davar Shelo Bal Olam. He wanted the kedusha the Esav was born with. He wanted that's here and now. Question is, how do you sell a thing like that? Answer is, fry out, and Esav fried out. Esav himself, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, had a din of Yisrael Mumar. A Jew that left the fold, that Kodem Matan Torah, there's no din of Yisrael Pishachot Yisrael, and it was possible to leave the fold. He left, and that was the Shvua. You're out. I want your commitment that you're out, because otherwise, you can't sell a historical event. You either are Petrach or not Petrach. Yaakov tried to be Petrach, and that's why Yorol Chesbach Keves, like I said, he wanted to be Peter Rachma. He wasn't Matzliach. He wanted to buy Peter Rechem, which is, Dover Be'olam promise. It's not something that you can sell, period. It's not something, it's not a problem that it's a future event. It's a present event, but it's not something you can sell. His Eitzah was, but if you leave the fold, I'm the last Jew left. I get it all. Right? And that's how I timed this, what the end of the Shvuah was. And Esav was only all too happy, because Lama Zeli Bechora, people die over these things. I don't want to die, because, you make them that. So that my mahalach in understanding is that he bought Peter Rechem, right? And how can you sell Peter Rechem? Because he took a shvur from Esav. What made the sale as well work is because he made Esav swear he's leaving the fold, right? That's my mahalach, right? And Mimela, with my mahalach, let's go back to the pasuk, right? So he went to Rivka, Achi Rivka, Ein Yaakov ve'Esav. It should say Ein Esav ve'Yaakov. Because Esav came out first. Right? It's Patoi Petarechem. What made her a mama first? You know, Esav made her a mama first. Right? The shame Ima is after she was born. So was Ein Yaakov ve'Esav. Right? Because of Shaz over here, it's Huvra Dover, it worked. That, you know, spiritually speaking, Yaakov is the Petarechem. Yaakov is the Petarechem. Elamah, there is a Shegetz walking the world, you know, called Esav. He didn't hatch, right? So obviously, you know, you ask who's his mother, you say Rivka. But who has a din of Kedushas Petarechem? That's Yaakov. And that's his mom. Aim Yaakov ve Esav. It worked. Now he's the exclusive and sole hemshech of Klal Yisrael, and he has Aladin, not just Talmud Chacham, but of Koyan also, the Kedushas Petrechem, Aim Yaakov Esav, that's what's Milamdenu, that Yaakov succeeded and was affirmed over here, that all the benefits of Petrechem that come from the Aim, were by Yaakov, he's the Bechor, he's the Petrechem, Esav is just Mimela Ben Rivka in the sense that he didn't hatch, but you know, but as far as the Kedushas Petarechem is by Yaakov Avinu, Kei Ner Levar.
What?
Today's daf.
Yeah.
The Kohen is the